The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
It is good that you are all here, and welcome to all those who are here in person. Special welcome to all those that are joining us online. It is good that we are all here together, and together we will experience God in word, in sacrament, and in the presence and the love that we have together. Before we start worship, though, I have a really quick announcement to make. And if you have not noticed, we have new hymnals. I'm a huge fan of Christmas in July, but I couldn't wait till July, so it's early Christmas in June. We have this will give us a chance of expanding our repertoire and having new options in worship. And this hymnal is not going to replace our red hymnal. We'll be using both. It will just be something to enhance and be in addition to. So pay attention. If the hymn says ELW, that means Evangelical Lutheran Worship, think red hymnal. If it says ACS, it stands for All Creation Sings, and it's the blue hymnal. So red hymnal, blue hymnal. Most of our hymns today will be red hymnal, except the sermon of the day, or the hymn of the day, which will be the blue hymnal. Most of these songs, or some of these songs, you've already been familiar with, we've already sung out of, and now we have the full hymnal in hand. So Merry Christmas in July. Happy Father's Day, and let us join our hearts and our minds and our soul together as we prepare ourselves for worship. And I ask you all now to please stand if you are able, knowing that if you are not able, the church stands with and for you. Blessed be the Holy Trinity. One God, who looks upon us in compassion, forgives our sin, and heals our lives.
Amen.
Let us confess in the presence of God and in one another. Have mercy, O God, against you and you alone we have sinned. In your compassion, cleanse us from our sin and take away our guilt. Create in us a new heart and give us a steadfast spirit. Do not cast us away, but fill us with your Holy Spirit and restore your joy within us. Amen. As tender as a parent to a child, so deep is God's compassion for you. As high as heaven is above earth, so vast is God's love for you. As far as east is from the west, so far God removes your sin from you, renewing your life through Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God who crowns us with mercy and love and forgiveness.
Blessed be God forever.
You may be seated.
As well.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. God of compassion, you have opened the way for us and brought us to yourself. Pour your love into our hearts,
that overflowing with joy, we may freely share the blessings of your realm and faithfully proclaim the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ.
And it's at this moment in our service that we invite our children forward, and as with last week, they are, I think, all on vacation enjoying their summer. So once again, I must enlist you all as children for this children's service. And before I get to my illustration, I need a volunteer. Someone volunteer. Anyone? All right, no, you can stay there. I just need you to hold this. Oh, don't open it, though. Keep her honest. Don't let her open it. Okay. So we have a gospel text where Jesus sends out his 12 into the world, and I'm going to illustrate what I think is the point of this text with a little card trick, except I don't have any cards. Here's it. I don't have my 52 cards, so I'm stuck now hoping that there's cards somewhere in this. Oh, and I see them. They're out there in the audience out there. So, but I don't have time to play a 52 card pickup. So is it possible we could all chip in on this work and collect the cards that are on your top and just push them to the center? And if someone could, and I'll just, I got these. Come by and collect them, and as I collect them, I will be shuffling them. Oops, here we go. Now, I always give myself a little out This will only work if I get all 52 cards back. So, you know. That's all right. So, here we go. But I think we would all agree at this point that the cards are good and shuffled. So that's my hope that there's 52. I'm over it. It should work. So Jesus asks his disciples to pray for workers, and then he sends them out. My friends, and he did that. I needed help. There was work to be done, and you all did it. You see? And I think that's what our text is about. You became your own prayer, or you became my prayer. We become Jesus' prayer for the world by what we do. But there's a second part to that text, right? Jesus says, I've given you all authority in heaven and earth. And so there's an authority issue here that says, when you go out into all the earth and proclaim the gospel, we are to do this with the authority of God. And so I think you all agree the hand is well in shuffle, and we will just break it. So you have no doubt that I have no control over what happens next. And this is where Rhonda's card comes in. So we do this in the authority of Jesus. We do this because God has given us the power to tell people that they're loved and that they are forgiven and that they are included. And that authority of my card deck is going to tell me that this top card is going to be the ace of hearts. Now, I know that doesn't seem all that miraculous because I could have seen when I was shuffling. So, Rhonda, will you please open your letter? And show it to the crowd. So friends, we do the work together. We are the prayer of God for the world. We are the ones who go out and tell people that they are loved. So let us pray together. We will, on the count of three, we'll bring our hands together and repeat after me. One, two, three. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for letting us be.
First reading this morning is from Exodus chapter 19. Now hear the word. The Israelites had journeyed from Rephidim, entering the wilderness of Sinai, and camped in the wilderness. Israel camped there in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God. The Lord called him from the mountain, saying, Thus shall you say to the house of Jacob, and tell the Israelites, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples. Indeed, the whole earth is mine. But you shall be for me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the Israelites. So Moses came and summoned the elders of the people and set them before all these words that the Lord had commanded them. The people all answered as one, Everything that the Lord has spoken, we will do. Word of the Lord. Psalm for this morning is Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into God's presence with a song.
Know that the Lord is God, our Maker, to whom we belong. We are God's people and the sheep of God's pasture.
Enter the gates of the Lord with thanksgiving and the courts with praise. Give thanks and bless God's holy name.
Good to me is the Lord, who steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from age to age.
Second reading for this morning is from the book of Romans, chapter 5. Now hear the word. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character. Character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us. Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, some might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh, there it is. I'm missing the paragraph. Okay. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. And when he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest." And then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over every unclean spirit, to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. And these are the names of the 12 apostles. First Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, the one who would betray him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: go nowheres among the Gentiles, and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the last sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, proclaim the good news: the kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You have received without payment, give without payment. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
You may be seated. I know you thought the text would go on, but that bracketed part or additional text, well, there's enough to deal with just with this text, isn't there? And there's a big elephant in the room, so to speak, with this text, because I know we all heard that very clearly. Go nowhere into Samaria, go nowhere to the Gentiles. And I know that doesn't sound like Jesus to us, and that sounds somewhat shocking. And it's not just good enough to point out that at the end of Matthew, the text that we have at Pentecost, in Cameron, Jesus does indeed send everyone out into all the world to make disciples by teaching and baptizing in the name of God. That kind of only adds to the puzzle of what is going on in our text today, doesn't it? Why does Jesus say, don't go? And so I have a bit of a surfing metaphor to tell you about. Imagine that, right? So I had been bodyboarding, you know, the boogie board, for many years with my children. And when I decided that it was the time to actually learn how to surf proper, we saved up some time and money, and we were going to take that ever so cherished vacation down in the Oregon coast. And in preparation, I read and I studied and I watched all the videos of how to surf, and I was excited, and this was going to be the day. This was the vacation. So early in 0600, I got the kids and Jen out of bed and into the car, and took that 4-hour drive from North Seattle down to the Oregon coast. And no sooner had we checked into the hotel than we went to the surf shop. We're going to rent those two boards. One for myself and one for Molly. And of course, the surf shop asked you what type of surfboard you want to rent. And we said, you've never done it before. Okay. So then they pulled out the two of the heaviest and longest and biggest boards that they possibly could, like, that they had. They were 10-foot something, and they were heavy. I'm told in Hawaii, if you take a surf lesson, they'd put you on a 12-foot board. Because the bigger, the heavier, the bigger, the more stable it is. And then the owner of the shop came out to talk to me, and he was this just pleasant old man. It was clear that he'd been surfing his whole life. And he said, I'm going to give you a few final words of preparation. One, don't give up. You're going to fall off a lot. Two, remember to do this. At the time, I didn't know what that meant, but I'll get to it. And thirdly, he said, don't go out into the deep water. He hears that same command, don't go. Don't go out. And you might think, isn't that what surfers are supposed to do? go out in that deep water and catch that unbroken wave. And yes, indeed, that's the goal, but this was our first time. And the first thing you need to learn to do is to get up on that board. And I know it sounds simple. You lie down and then you stand up. But when you add the movement of the wave, the balance you have to do on the board, that critical first step is the most hardest part of surfing. And so in order to learn that first skill, you don't go out far from the shore. You stay waist deep water. And you're just catching the wave after it's already crashed. So you know that white foamy kind of substance in the wave when you're watching it? That's that whitewash, as it's called. All you're trying to do is catch some of that momentum and power to get forward, and then you work on standing up on your board. And so you don't go far out. You stay close to shore. And there we went, close to shore, me and Molly. And in my arrogance, I told her, like fish to water, I've been practicing, training, I'm in good shape, I got balance, this is gonna be easy. And then came that first whitewash, the perfect one, let's go. And as it hit, you're going forward, and I tried to stand up, and maybe I was up for maybe a fraction of a second before I hit into that water, into that churn of that whitewash. You all have some experience with that. You know how powerful that could be. And then I remember, there's now this 10-foot heavy surfboard somewhere above me. And I remember the word of that shop owner, protect your head. So you see, sometimes we don't go out very far. Because those first steps out are the hardest steps. Those first steps, you just go a little ways. And if we notice in here in Matthew's gospel, in this 9th chapter of Matthew, we're still very early in Matthew. And no sooner has he called the disciples and names them that he sends them out. And so they don't venture far from the shore. You see, my friend at the surf shop never said, never go out into the deep water. He said, at this moment, don't. And indeed, the gospel is for all people. Indeed, we are sent to all, to welcome and include all. But at this specific moment in time, the disciples just need to take those first difficult steps out. And so if we understand that, let us tie this back into my children's message. Because we see those first steps are steps of becoming that prayer of which you pray. Jesus asked them to pray to God to send a worker out into the world. Pray that messengers go out to tell people that they are loved, to tell people that they belong here, to tell people that they are accepted and forgiven. Pray to God that people are sent with that message. And I imagine Jesus gathers them there, and they have a little comp line service in the evening, and as they're preparing to end with their prayers and they're praying for this, then Jesus stands up and says, oh, by the way, tomorrow you get to go. You get to now be that prayer you prayed. And our text today is that intersection between prayer and being. For we're all praying, hopefully for peace. We are all praying for the inclusion of our LGBTQ community, especially in these very difficult times for them. We are all praying, hopefully, for the end of racism. We are praying all these prayers. And we can be these prayers. Or you can be the person who welcomes someone in, who is the peacemaker, who loves, who is who is conscious of your own biases and acts accordingly. You become that prayer for the world that you want. We become the good that we want to see in the world. We are God's prayer. And I try to name you all things constantly. I name you sacred. I name you forgiven. I name you beloved. And today I am naming you prayer. For you are God's prayer in the world. And those first steps are hard. Those first steps are the most scary, aren't they? But we don't need to be afraid. Because this is not our work. It is God who brings the kingdom. God who sends Jesus Christ into the world for us to suffer and die for our place, to bring us, to reconcile us back to God. And it's the Spirit that gives faith. This is none of our work. But we get to be the people who proclaim that. Who tells the stranger that they are loved, that they are forgiven, and that they are welcome here, welcome to the table of God. So dear church, we can be bold, we can be brave to go out into that whitewash and go beyond, knowing that God is with us, that Christ is here, that we have the Spirit to guide us. And we know that in the end, God will reconcile all things. The victory is already accomplished, and we can be bold to proclaim that message. Amen.
Amen.
Open my heart to the joy of living.
Trusting in God's abundant mercy, let us offer our prayers for a world in need. For the church here and around the world, we pray. Seek out disciplines and send them out with authority to proclaim good news, bring healing where there is pain, and counter the forces of evil. God, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
For the earth and all its creatures, we pray. Equip farmers, farm workers, and all who labor on the land to produce a harvest. Nourish crops with ample rainfall and abundant sunshine. Restore lands ruined by pollution or misuse. God, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
For those who govern, we pray. Empower those who seek peaceful solutions to conflict, and embolden those who advocate for all who are oppressed. Work through systems of government to establish justice throughout the world. God, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
For those who suffer, we pray. Accompany those who feel helpless, alone, or abandoned. Embrace any who long for successful treatment for mental illness or freedom from addiction. Heal those who are sick, especially Jane, Aaron, Kevin, Mike, Kim, Kelly, Clifford, Madeline, Ara, Penelope, Twyla, Karen, Joe, Colin, Katie, family of Elsie Hermanson, victims of the war in Ukraine, earthquake in Turkey and Syria, and people of Furlong Lutheran Church and St. Timothy Church. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For fathers and father figures, we pray. Console all who long to be fathers, children estranged from their fathers, anyone grieving the death of a father, and fathers who have lost a child. Draw near to all for whom this day stirs up difficult emotions. God, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
For all the saints, we give thanks. Receive into your eternal care all those who have died and fill us with hope that does not disappoint us. God, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Receive the prayers and answer us, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
And I invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you.
Thank you.
And as we come back together, I invite you all now to stand as we prepare for our meal.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart. Thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Praise you, saying, your mercy endures forever.
Your mercy endures forever.
By your promise, you bound yourself to earth and all its creatures, granting them life and calling them to flourish, setting the sign of your bow in the clouds, the colors of your love and faithfulness. Your mercy endures forever.
Your mercy endures forever.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And again, after supper, he took the cup,
gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." And with this bread and cup, we remember his life laid down and lifted up as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
Send your Holy Spirit upon us in these gifts of bread and wine. Bless us to be a blessing. Make us a sign of your faithfulness. And send us to tend and cherish the earth and to serve the world with mercy and love. With all the saints in light, with the earth and all its creatures, with the sun, moon, and stars, we praise you, O God, through Christ Jesus, in your spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Gathered together, let us sing the Lord's Prayer together. May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior keep us in grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. We thank you, O God, that you have strengthened our hearts through this feast of life and salvation. Shine the light of Christ on our path, that we may do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with you now and forever.
Amen.
We take this moment now to create space for announcements. Arnie is in the back with a microphone, so if there's any announcements for the good of the order, please do them now.
Our social ministry team is looking for someone to take over the diaper drive for the health department. Denise Gill has done it for years and years. It's a pretty independent job. It mostly means that if you don't hear from the health department's visiting nurses, you contact them every 3 months, or you may get a call in between. We started out with a formula drive, but they get formula now through a state program. But they need diapers and wipes for the infants of people who can't afford such things, and we've done this for a while. So if you're interested in taking over this really nice mission, please contact me after church. Thank you.
Just wanted to remind everyone that on July 1st, there's a special hike of the Ocona Nature Preserve in the morning, and the Trio Musicorum Medicorum concert in the evening, and the next day, two of the members of the trio were in church for special music.
I just wanted to remind the congregation that we continue to collect for Ukrainian refugee relief. We'll send checks the end of June and the end of the year. So if you are so inclined, I just wanted to let you know we are still collecting.
Are there any more? I don't have any myself, but I can remember these things. So let us prepare our hearts for the blessings. God, the source of glory, God, the word of life, God, the spirit of truth, bless you now and forever.
Amen.